नारायण नमस्कृता नरों चैवं नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वती व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवाय भागवतोत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो नारायण नमस्कृत्या नरो चैवं नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीव्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवाय भागवतोत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। हरे कृष्ण डियर बोडीज, गुड मॉर्निंग। So the text for today's class is from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 9, Passing Away of Bhishma. Text 10. Srimad Bhagavatam 1, 9, 10. Krishnam chatat pabhava gyam astinam jagad ishwaram Hridishtam pujayam asa maya yopata vigraham Krishnam cha tat prabhavat gya asinam jagad ishwaram Hridishtam pujayam asa maya yopata vigraham Krishnam cha tat prabhavat gya Asinam jagad ishwaram kridishtam pujayam asa maya yupasta vigraham. Hare Krishna. All right, we do word for word now. Krishnam unto Lord Sri Krishna, cha also, tat of him, bhavavagya, the knower of the glories, Bhishma. Asinam, sitting. Jagat Ishwaram, the Lord of the universe. Hridishtam, situated in the heart. Pujayam asa, worshipped. Mayaya, by internal potency. Upatta, manifested. Vigraha, a form. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Lord Sri Krishna is situated in everyone's heart, yet He manifests His transcendental form by His internal potency. This very Lord was sitting before Bhishma Dev, and since Bhishma Dev knew of its glories, he worshipped Him, Krishna, duly. Purport. The Lord's omnipotency is displayed by His simultaneous presence in every place. He's present always in his eternal abode, Goloka Vrindavan. And still, He is present in everyone's heart and even within every invisible atom. When He manifests His eternal transcendental form in the material world, He does so by His internal potency. The external potency or the material energy has nothing to do with His eternal form. All these truths were known to Sri Bhishma Dev, who worshipped Him accordingly. Okay. So, Om Agina Smiranjasya Gana Gana Shalakaya Chakshu Amlitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadabhayam Dadati Swapadatikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Sicha Sri Rupa Sagajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitam Sicha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhan Sute Devi Panamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpadrubhyascha Kripasindhubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Om Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sivachari Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinyamini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharini Nirvesheshta Sunyavari Paschatyadi Shatarini Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Premi Padaya Te Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gorachche Namaha Anandari Namaya Vigrahaya Himagiri Vache Vishundaraya Tasmima Prema Raspadaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Sri Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Sri Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna. So the text again, translation, English translation. Lord Sri Krishna is situated in every heart, everyone's heart. Yet he manifests his transcendental form by his internal potency. This very Lord was sitting before Bhishma Dev, and since Bhishma Dev knew of his glories, he worshipped him duly. Hare Krishna. It's a very important chapter in this Srimad Bhagavatam. There's so many ways which we can learn the truths about Krishna. Bhishma spent a lot of time describing the potency of Krishna, yet the potency of Krishna is unlimited. But Bhishma is one of the 12 Mahajans, the instructors of spirituality. And so what he talked about and how he behaved when he was getting ready to leave the body is very exemplary. And it's a big lesson for all of us who want to go back to Godhead and who want to, or who are fortunate enough to be attached to or introduced to and are living a life where Bhakti Yoga is actually of prime importance. Lord Sri Krishna is situated in every heart. He manifests his transcendental form by his internal potency. He's connected with his internal potency. The external potency is, yes, from him, true enough, but his external potency is for the purposes of those who need reformation. We are in that situation now, and the Lord's mercy is shown to us by he himself being present with us. He's never left us. Even in this material world, he's present with us as a super soul. He's never left us. Never. And that alone, we should be very grateful to the Supreme Personality of Godhead for that. Because usually, when someone does something that's wrong, the person that is the one who was offended usually will not have much to do with the person that's done wrong. Regular times, you say, okay, all right, so you've done wrong. There's the process for those who've done wrong. You go there, You deal with it, and let's see how your mind changes. And if it doesn't change, then you just go on. So in one sense, it can be looked like that, looked at like that, because the external potency manifests the material world. But Krishna is the cause of all causes, and not only is he the cause of all causes, he never really leaves anyone alone. Not even the atom. Not even the atom. The Lord is present inside of the atom, as Srila Prabhupada explains. So we have no excuse if we don't connect with Krishna. Krishna has given us a free choice, free will. But it is important for us to connect with Krishna, no matter what the situation is that's going on in the material world. All kinds of tests will come. In the last 2 years, the whole world was hit with the pandemic. And it changed our way of living, our way of worshiping. Practically everybody's way of dealing with the daily affairs were changed. So it became a question of whose faith was strong enough to make the adjustment and look at it as a secondary issue. The adjustment is a secondary issue, and the primary issue being what we have been told by the spiritual masters to keep doing and stay with that. Make the secondary adjustment, but stay with the primary situation, which is performing bhakti yoga. So, and bhakti yoga is not supposed to be stopped. You don't take breaks. You can change the way you do things. It's again secondary, but the primary should always be how to worship Guru, how to worship Krishna, how to worship the devotees. The devotees of the Lord are worshipable. They are like desire trees. And if they are desire trees, we should definitely be serving them. The Lord is happy when we worship his devotee than even himself. Mad Bhakta Puja Abhyadika. So devotees are worshipable in that sense. But devotees have given their hearts to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, we learn from the pure ones among us. Bhishma was a pure devotee. Bhishma came to this earth to take on assignment from Krishna that many people would have found difficult to undertake. Bhishma was in fact one who was rightly supposed to be on the throne after his father. He gave up, he sacrificed his situation, he sacrificed not only for his father, but he sacrificed for everybody. He tried to maintain the peace. He knew who was right and who was wrong, and he still made vows that he followed through on it, even to the point of his own inconvenience, several times. And he still kept on. So this is a great soul whose life should be looked at critically, and as much as we can, learn from it and see that the Lord is always, always, always with us. But especially, he favors those who give your hearts to him. Person that surrenders, the extent to which he surrenders, the Lord rewards accordingly. The extent to which he or she surrenders, the Lord rewards accordingly. So you see how the Lord behaved at the time. We know, we've been told, when a person is leaving the body, the thoughts at that time determine what happens to the next life. And if you think about Krishna, Krishna says you go to him. But Krishna also knew that Bhishma had served so well that he made himself available for Bhishma to be able to literally see him and meditate on him and praise him and say all that he needed to say at his last words before leaving. That is a very glorious way to leave the earth. We are also on the same planet. So what about when it comes time for us to leave? What to do? Well, we have devotees that assist us. But the assistance will depend very much on how we relate to them. Therefore, we should understand that if we're going to be successful in spiritual life, it very much depends on how we relate to devotees. We may have people who will be uncomfortable with us, but we should not be uncomfortable with others. In other words, we shouldn't have enemies. It's extremely, extremely important that we always behave at the very least cordially to all devotees. There are some that will be our friends, will be closer to us. Yes, that's there. There are some that even Nectar of Instruction guides us to even open our hearts and share things in confidence too. Of course, we don't share things in confidence to everybody. So there will be some people special in our lives playing that particular role to serve us, to keep us going. But we should always be, at the very least, cordial to all devotees. Devotees are special. The ones that turned their attention to Krishna, they are very few compared to the world's population. And we need to remember that, and we need to honor devotees accordingly. Then Krishna will be happy with us. So Bhishma's whole life was about that. Very selfless individual. So Krishna is situated in everyone's heart, but he manifests his transcendental form by his internal potency. So Bhishma worshipped Krishna because Bhishma knew of Krishna's glories. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, the Lord's omnipotency is displayed by his simultaneous presence. His simultaneous presence in every place. The Lord's omnipotence. Omnipotence, by dictionary definition, is the quality of having unlimited or very, very great power. An omnipotent personality is one who has unlimited power of authority. Unlimited. Not the topmost only, but unlimited. So, the Lord is that great. And now, by the help of the spiritual master, we are learning to connect with them. So, the Lord's omnipotency is displayed by his simultaneous presence in every place. He is present in Golok Vrindavan, and he's also present as Super Soul in everyone's heart, and even within every invisible atom. Very important is the fact that Krishna is the supermost in every situation. He is greater than the greatest and smaller than the smallest. Not only in power, its greatest, but even in size, smallest. So, we hear, that's what Papa has been telling us, hear that Krishna is in everyone's heart and even within every invisible atom. Of course, atoms are invisible to us, this naked eye, we can't see them, but we know they're there. Science has confirmed that. Now, inside the atom are other particles. We won't get very deeply into science. But there are other particles, and science knows to some extent. There are some assumptions that have been made, and they're going on with that. Science is a lot of assumptions, by the way. We get into that, that'd be a whole long story by itself. But there are particles inside the atom called the subatomic particles. Now, Krishna is the smallest. Even inside the atom. Therefore, of course, Krishna is spiritual. The atom is material, right? So then we don't say that he's like part of the atom. Right? But he's inside the atom and he's the smallest. He is the smallest. Therefore, in science, they talk about subatomic particles, the popular ones, do that with advising the usual ones, popular ones, because in science they'll teach you there's proton, electron, there's neutron. But then scientists also know now that there are particles that are even smaller than the proton, the neutron. There are smaller particles that make that up, and between in that inside that are even smaller particles still. Not much is understood about them, but the Lord is there. And the activity of the atom is definitely generated by the Lord himself as super soul. So it is incredible to even think, because science doesn't know that the Lord is inside the atom. If you tell them the Lord is inside the atom, they probably would be, I don't know how they'll take it. Let's put it that way. I don't know how they'll take it. But fact is fact. And what is explained to us in the Shastra is what we go by. Because we do not have the type of senses to perceive things ourselves. But the reality has been showed to us and proved to us in several ways. And that's why we stay with Krishna. And that's why we stay with Krishna consciousness, knowing that that is the best thing for us. So, he is present in Golok Vrindavan, his eternal abode, where there is no anxiety. He is present on the earth. He was present in front of Bhishma, and he's present in the deity form for us. We can see the Lord in his deity form. We can see the Lord when, through Srila Prabhupada's guidance, some of the painters have painted Krishna, painted Radha, painted Lord Balaram, painted Lord Gauranga. So we have a sense now with these limited senses that we use. We have some idea. But to connect with them is through the heart, through devotional service. To connect with Krishna comes through chanting his holy name. The Hare Krishna mantra is potent and is also one of the descriptions of Krishna's mercy, because he has come in his holy name. We can't be our names. We are individuals, and then our names are what they are. But Krishna is also his name. This absolute truth, the absolute nature of him. He can be his own self, his name, his pastimes, his form, it's all Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada continues that when he manifests his eternal transcendental form in the material world, he does so by his Antaranga Shakti, his internal potency. And the Bahiranga Shakti, the external potency, has nothing to do with his eternal form. In one sense, the external potency is secondary. It is needed by those of us that are here in the material world, conditioned souls. And these truths were all known by Sri Bhishma, Bhishma Dev, and he worshipped the Lord accordingly. How do we know the Lord? We can't know the Lord deeply unless we perform devotional service. As it says in Bhagavad Gita chapter 18, text 55, Bhaktya mama bijanati Yavan yaschami tatpata tato man tatpato gyatva vishate tat anantaram. The English translation is, one can understand me as I am, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of me, by such devotion, then he can enter into the kingdom of God. So our connection is and will always be through devotional service, especially the chanting of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So in the purport of this text, Srila Prabhupada says the Supreme Personality of God is Krishna, and his plenary portions cannot be understood by mental speculation. They cannot be understood by mental speculation. If anyone wants to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has to take to pure devotional service under the guidance of a pure devotee. He has to take to pure devotional service under the guidance of a pure devotee. This is how we progress. We have to take the devotional service. We have to take the devotional service under the guidance. Under the guidance means we are told what to do and what not to do. And we must obey. Now, we all know that in certain times of our lives, challenges come. Just like we talked about that the whole world is going through one challenge of the pandemic, COVID-19. But in our individual lives, two challenges come. And so sometimes when we see devotees serve nicely in some ways, and then after a while, you don't see them do the same service, or even don't hear from them, or even you don't see them, it is actually our duty to nicely, not in a negative way, but in a nice way, through prayer for the directions, try to find out what's going on with the devotees. Krishna wants us all back in the spiritual world, even more so than we care to go. Even though this is part of our craziness, we think we're trying to make it here in the material world, but of course it's full of anxiety, there's old age, there's disease, and the troubles don't stop. The news has made a business out of telling the troubles around the world. But literally, we are in a situation that is challenging. So devotees should actually seek to help other devotees. When something is wrong, something that you normally goes a certain way in service changes, we should make it our business to try to find out what's going on with that particular devotee and see if we can help them. We should never think, because see, material life and Maya, those who are connected with the external energy and don't care about God, they'll tell you each one for himself. It's never true. We should think in terms of community, and community has members. And if some of the members are not coming around, or something is challenging with the members, and we see something different, we should actually make it a point to ask about it. With a view not to just hear something for sake of gossip, pajapa is never good, but with a view to try and help that person any way that we can. Anyone that is giving help so that devotees are happy with the help they get and feel cared for, not only benefits from a good relationship that is established or even increased between them and the devotee they helped, but they should also understand the Guru and Krishna are happy with them. And if Guru and Krishna are happy with the particular devotee that's serving like that, the chances are higher. We increase our chances of being able to go back to Godhead. Because everything is provided in the spiritual world. It's just a matter of an open heart and service to we're servant of a servant of a servant. Why? We say we're servant of a servant of a servant of a Supreme Personality of Godhead. Well, the servants of a Supreme Personality of Godhead are the devotees. So we can't think that, oh, well, we don't hear much about this person and this, maybe whatever they're doing, maybe they fell in Maya and it doesn't matter. Yes, it should matter to us. Not in a way to provide more negativity or cause, as we talked about, discomfort through gossip, but we should really make it a point to try to see what we can do to help that particular individual. If we always add to our prayers, whatever prayers we do, that we should be of service to the devotees, please, Lord, please, Guru, they've used me in a certain way to be more present, to be more accountable, and to be more helpful to the devotees, the opportunities will come. Krishna would arrange for opportunities to come for us to help. Why are we talking about this today? Because when you look back at Bhishma's life, that's all he did. Help, 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 and help some more. He dealt with the pure devotees of the Lord, and he dealt with the demons too. Both sides. They happen to be related. Part Duryodhana was demonic. Still, Bhishma did his best to help. Bhishma's instructions are very, very important. In our lives, We need all the wisdom that we can get in order to live a decent life. I was listening to a section of a lecture by Srila Ramana Maharaj yesterday, actually. He made a point about devotees having to care for each other. And he particularly at some point mentioned aparad, offenses. Yes, we know that the first of the 10 offenses is to blaspheme devotees who've dedicated their lives into the propagation of the holy name of the Lord. That is the first offense. He explained that offending devotees is like offending Krishna himself. Because Krishna consciousness is propagated by devotees. Not only that, Krishna consciousness is Krishna, because Krishna himself is absolute. Everything about him is him. And so, when any devotee gets offended, it's to be understood that it's like offending Krishna himself. In other words, we shouldn't really think that offending Krishna is the worst thing we can do, but offending devotees, well, devotees, they're devotees, and they're just trying to be, to grow, and sometimes they will do some things that are wrong, and my reaction to it, it's just my reaction to it. Especially sometimes we get tricked by Maya to say, Prabhu, that's the way I am. Now, anytime you hear the statement today, and I apologize for stepping on anybody's toes if they think that way, but that's the way I am means I don't care to improve. That's exactly what it means. That's the way I am means I've accepted my life as it is. Well, then you must be a pure devotee then. You can be a pure devotee, that's the way you are. But if you know there's room for improvement, that's the way I am should never be a statement to be accepted by any devotee. It should never be accepted. Challenges are there. We should pray for improvement of our devotional life. And hopefully from this point going forward, and I'm talking to myself also, that's the way I am should never be a statement in our lives anymore. We have not arrived. That's the way we are, if we were pure, we would never have wound up in the material world in the first place. So if we are conditioned souls, then that's the way I am means I've gotten to a certain level and I don't want to go further than that. Well, now how do you know that Krishna is pleased enough that at the level that you are, that after you leave this body, he will actually allow you to go back to Godhead? You don't know. Second point is, improvement in our devotional service quality improves the quality of our chanting also. They both go hand in hand. Therefore, if we improve the quality of service and always check in, take stock of what we're doing, especially those things that didn't go so well in our day or the end of the week, whenever we take stock of things, and pray for help to improve those, then we're going to be growing, and if we grow, we will change our way of looking at things, hopefully improve, because that's growth, spiritual growth. Then that's not the way we are. That's the way we were yesterday. And today is better, the next day is going to be so much better, and so on. So that's the way we are. It's not a way, it's not a statement for growth for the body ever. So if you've been saying that, then hopefully with today's argument, if you like, transcendental argument, we'll stop saying that. What should we do? We should always say, I am the servant of a servant of a servant, and my responsibility is to help make other devotees feel excited and happy about Krishna consciousness in any way I can. That is a good way of looking at life spiritually. Because when we help and other people feel happy from the service that we've given them, we say servant of a servant, so we're going to have to serve. Service that we've given them, then, first of all, your relationship with them will improve. And a person that is feeling good about who you are, feeling good to relate to you, feeling that your vibes are good and they like to be around you, that is also that kind of person that will come to be around you when you get ready to leave your body. That person will come. That person will make an effort. So devotees are like desire trees, and when they desire for us to go back to Godhead at the time that we are challenged, because time has come to leave this physical body, those devotees that we have assisted, those devotees that we have served from our hearts, will be more than happy to go through inconvenience, whatever it is, material inconvenience, to be there around us to chant the holy name so we can remember Krishna. And from remembering Krishna, Krishna himself says, we will come to him. So devotees can give us the ultimate gift of having us remember Krishna at the time of death, but we have to relate well to devotees in order to get that kind of assistance from them also at the time that we need it. We have seen some devotees leave the bodies. We have seen some gurus leave the bodies. And you see how devotees behaved at the time that they knew that these particular souls were about to leave, to check out. So much was done for devotees. Sometimes they would travel long distances to be around the person that's getting ready to leave the body. It all has to do with how much service that particular devotee gave to other devotees when the body was able to function. So, it is important that we remember these things, that the success or failure of our spiritual life depends on how we relate to devotees, and that the devotees around us may well be the ones who will come to chant for us to remember Krishna's name, to make preparations for us to leave this particular external energy, Krishna's external energy that's not really connected to him, but for us to learn lessons. So one can understand me as I am, Krishna is saying, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by devotional service. And he also says that when we worship his devotee, his pure devotee, he's even happier than worshiping him, himself, Krishna himself. The devotee will tell you that you should worship Krishna. So then we worship Krishna as in a deity form, and we worship the pure devotee also. So much selflessness. Don't have to even mention names. So much selflessness is going on. Selflessness, so much giving of the heart, where some of our leaders are in a very bad physical shape, still they are serving like anything, trying very hard. Some of it is known, and some of them, are not really caring to talk about what's happened. But everybody's gotten older with time, especially the Prabhupada disciples. And, the body is challenging, practically everyone. We're making adjustments, but they're not making adjustments to lead devotional service ever. They're still serving one way or the other. So, we have to take the pure devotional service under the guidance of a pure devotee. Only a pure devotee knows pure devotional service and can guide us. Otherwise, the truth of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Srila Prabhupada says, will always be hidden. Because he says, in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, text 25, Naham prakasa savasya yogamaya samavita mudoyam navijanati lokomam ajam avyayam. He says he's never manifest to the foolish and unintelligent. Who are the foolish and unintelligent? It does not mean that a person that doesn't know his left from his right is the only foolish person. A person that says God doesn't exist, or I'm not worshiping God, knowing very well that they're going to get old and get diseased, and they think that solutions will come from the material world, that person is also foolish. It doesn't matter what kind of material degrees they have. That person is also foolish. Because they're living the life for the body and not for the soul. That is the foolishness. They know very well that these bodies die. They've seen enough death around them every day. And still think, well, we'll just do whatever we do with whatever we see here. And then we die. And that's it. But consciousness is there, and consciousness is something they can never define. Nobody can define consciousness unless they understand what the soul is about. You cannot define consciousness. Everybody knows it's there. We are alive. Why? The dead body also has all of the parts that's in the body that's alive. But how come the dead body cannot function? You don't have to be very intelligent to ask a question like that. It's so obvious. A corpse has all the parts in it. So the blood is not circulating. But it's why? Why it's not circulating? There has to be something that moves it separate to function, to circulate. So that is what the force, even if you don't know it, but there's a force that makes it happen though. And so we cannot say that the human body and how it operates doesn't give us enough intelligence to question, not just from material science, but to question and understand that there must be a force behind it. And that force is what you need to find out more about. And when you find out, if you think even that way, you have begun your quest to find out the nature of the soul. So those who are foolish and unintelligent and don't ask those kind of questions, that's their own choice. That is their own choice. And that's why a Christian says, well, you don't want to know about me, but then I'm not showing myself to you either. Why should he? To try to convince you that the Supreme Personality? Why should he convince you the Supreme Personality if you don't want to open your heart to him? Everything around us shows the intricacy of this nature, how it connects, and how all these living beings subsist in this nature. That alone, and this is the external energy, not to be mentioned internal energy. The external energy is phenomenal. So that's enough for people to begin to think that, yes, there is a superior personality that makes these go on. So, Krishna says, for those people who are foolish and unintelligent, I'm covered by my internal potency. And therefore, they don't know that I'm unborn and also infallible. In all of Krishna's pastimes, clearly Krishna shows that he's infallible. Clearly. What kind of demon ever won trying to do anything against Krishna? It does not matter Krishna's age at the time or Krishna's body, if he decides to come as a baby and then grow late, all of those, it doesn't matter. No demon can defeat Krishna. No one can understand God simply by erudite scholarship or mental speculation, Srila Prabhupada says. Only one who is actually engaged in Krishna consciousness and devotional service can understand what Krishna is. And that's what we're talking about earlier. Srila Prabhupada just puts it out. University degrees are not helpful. Not in this situation. One who is fully conversant with the Krishna science becomes eligible to enter into the spiritual kingdom, the abode of Krishna. And that's why we were talking about it earlier, that our hearts should go out to devotees who are challenged now in certain situations, because this will happen anytime there is a situation that's critical, like pandemic, like wars. People's lifestyle changes, and it changes rather drastically. And so to come back to normal, some people are challenged now because some things are not the same, probably not going to be the same. And therefore, they've had to make adjustments. We need to check in with each other, really. I mean, just can't stress it enough. We need to check in with each other to try to do our parts to help those who were challenged in Krishna consciousness to take it up again, to rejoin, that is, be the way they were before or as close to it as possible, or make the adjustment so that we can, in fact, go back to our way of life, the spiritual way of life, so we can get an opportunity to leave this material world. Because it's not going to get better. It's not going to get better. I hate to remind people, but you know we've had two world wars already. And now the nations are even more equipped for war than they used to be. So who wants to stay here? So if we have an opportunity to go back to Godhead, why shouldn't we help each other so that we can go? And that was the point that Srila Prabhupada made to Bhakta John, and I'll tell you who Bhakta John is. Bhakta John Favors, who later on became a guru, and I took initiation from him, Bhakta Dhira Maharaj. He asked a question in New York when he first came to Krishna consciousness, after Srila Prabhupada had given a lecture. And the question, he was farther back, so the devotees had to repeat it to Srila Prabhupada. And the question was, actually it was in a statement form. He said, so you're saying that in this Yuga, Kali Yuga, 5,000 years into that, he wanted to confirm that he had heard that. Then Srila Prabhupada answered, yes, that means there are 427,000 more years to go. Kali Yuga is 432,000 years. 427,000 years to go, and Srila Prabhupada didn't only focus on the amount of time of years left in Kali Yuga, which for our lifestyle is obviously very long, for these bodies. We can take all kinds of repeated births in that Kali Yuga. But he said it's going to get worse and worse and worse. Then he challenged Bhakti John, so now that you know about this, why don't you in this body take this process seriously so you can get out once and for all? And that's the point that he was making. Now, I wasn't told by him. I saw a video of Papa telling him directly. Why don't you just do the best that you can do in order to get out? He also said, I'll say one more thing about him, that he was into other gurus, but they were telling him that his guru really was the guru of the Hare Krishna movement. So when he came to the Hare Krishna movement, and he also meant that he had to give up some of the other things that he had learned, the mystic cities that he was learning at that time from the different gurus. He tried to disprove, and this is the point I want to bring up, he tried to argue against Krishna consciousness, and he failed miserably. Now he's glad he failed. He failed miserably, and therefore he stayed. And then he took, put his heart into service. So, since we know all of this, and the situation has come now that we're talking about this because things are slowly beginning to come to normal from this COVID-19 situation. So those of us, and this, we're making an appeal for this particular class, those of us that were challenged to the point where now we began to think because our faith was not so strong, maybe that's the reason, I don't know, whatever reasons, things happened to our families, some people left their bodies because of, the disease, and some people's faith were challenged in that way, we will not be happy in the material world. It's not COVID-19 that's going to make us unhappy. Many other things is going to make us unhappy. The place is just like that. There's no place for a gentleman or a lady, as Srila Prabhupada says. So those who have gone, yes, the lesson is it will come to our turn too. It may not be a pandemic that will take us, but we will also have to leave at some point. The leaving should be a successful one. So anyone who is kind of not coming around much, we need to find out what the situation with them, and then is with them, and then help them. Hare Krishna. So we'll stop here. There was more that I wanted to add to, but I'm looking at the time right now, and maybe there's some questions that the devotees may want to bring up, or some discussions they want to bring up. So the translation again, Lord Sri Krishna is situated in everyone's heart, yet he manifests his transcendental form by his internal potency. This very Lord was sitting before Bhishma Dev because of Bhishma Dev's success in serving selflessly. And since Bhishma knew of Krishna's glories, he worshipped him duly. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Okay. Sita Mataji, Hare Krishna. Sapa Hamulu Basin says, Glory Srila Prabhupada. Krishna mercy and Guru's mercy. I don't deserve credit, but I urge you, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. This is all by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. I'm just sharing, you know, what true prayer Srila Prabhupada and my Guru Maharaj are asking me to share. That's always how I look at it. That way. So I look at it, therefore, I don't and shouldn't take credit for it. As a matter of fact, speaking about taking credit for it, the mistakes that we make, this is again a lecture that I was listening to, a short one by Radha Maharaj yesterday. The mistake that we make in life, we are responsible. But the good things that we do in life, Krishna gets the credit. That's the way we have to look at it. As soon as we take credit for the things that are positive, or things that people are happy about that we did, that is our false ego. That's our false ego that's kicked in. A servant is just a servant. And that's the definition of a servant. They just help, put their lives out to help in certain situations. The master gets the credit. So it's always that way. And as soon as we have that firmly in our minds, that all of the credit goes to Krishna, Guru and Krishna. After all, Krishna gave us intelligence anyway. So how can we take credit for that way? And not that I want to belabor this point, but it's actually quite important because that checks our false ego. When we give credit to Krishna, Krishna will also open up more avenues for us to serve, to actually make devotees more enthused. We also, that's like that. So yeah, everything that we use is from the mercy of Krishna, so it has to be given back to Krishna. But our mistakes, that we have to learn from and be a better devotee. Hare Krishna. So yeah, we appreciate the point. And Sita Mataji, you yourself are very, 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 very connected with giving your heart and devotion service. We've seen it so many times. And so I admire that about you also, Hare Krishna. Frankly, it's not a question of not having faith. If you don't have faith, then after a point, you will disconnect from Krishna consciousness altogether. You know, so the faith really is there. The faith is there. But let's put it this way. There was an analogy given in the lecture that I heard, so I'm going to use that particular analogy. Our devotion is like water in a container. If the container is not well kept and some leak springs up any part of the container, believe me, the water will drip from there. So the point we're making is we have to be on guard to make sure that the container is free from any cracks or leaks or situations that may cause the water to leak. So the point is, it's not that we don't have faith, but we should be on guard because Maya is always looking to expose some weakness. And the weakness, so I don't have this weakness. One day I heard in the Latra, it was 1998, one of our sannyasis made a point about, devotees sometimes they live their lives and there's some things that they know they have, sinful activities that they've stopped and even sinful desires. Well, that's under control, reasonable control. And then after a while, as the devotee put it, it rears its ugly head again. It rears, otherwise you don't like it, but somehow it comes again. So it also, it connects to the same point. We should be on guard to protect our devotional creeper. It's not that the faith is not there, but the challenge will always be there because Maya's department never goes on a break. So we gotta be always protecting against it. Mataji, Vinyabhan Mataji, Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji, also for asking the question about faith. Hare Krishna. Yeah, when it comes to parent and a child, yes, we have to actually raise. Sometimes the parents also come when the child does something wrong. The parents, I didn't raise you like that. To remind the child, where did you get that from? That's also an important point. They add to what you said. Yes, but it is true. Sometimes the family, the whole family can suffer reputation damage from what we do. That's even a greater reason why, if not for other reasons, one reason why we should always be putting our best foot forward, be very, very well behaved. And well behaved is living a mode of goodness, and this is what the body is supposed to be about. And when we chant, as Sita Mataji was also repeating some of the things that were, she summarized nicely, that our chanting will actually improve because we'll be more excited about Krishna, we'll be more enthused about Krishna consciousness. That's what happens. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. To myself too. Yes, the soul, the symptom of the soul is consciousness. Consciousness that we are alive because of the soul. We can't see the soul, but the symptom of the soul is consciousness. The Srila Prabhupada was the symptom of it. Yes. And so we were talking about the dead body material and the body that's still functioning, and all the parts are there within the dead and the body that's alive. But why is the body that's alive functioning and the body that's dead not functioning? It's because of the consciousness, which is because the soul is in the body. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Praise Shri Prabhupada. Are there any more comments or questions? Okay. Hare Krishna. So, thank you. Jai. Panchakalpatrubhyascha kripa sundibhya eva cha patitanam pavanevesh vaishnavevyo namo namaha. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. Jai. Hare Krishna. Glory to Srila Prabhupada and Guru. Hare Krishna. Jai.